Hi, this is Ray Dorset, aka Mungo Jerry, on Jonathan L's award-winning international show, Lopsided World of L.
Hi, this is Steve Kilby from The Church out of Sydney, Australia with Jonathan L.
Hi, this is Tiffany with Jonathan L.
Hi, this is Dr. Robert from the Monk's Road Social. You might know me better as the lead singer of the Blow Monkeys, and I'm with Jonathan L.
Hey, this is Jeff Tate from Queensryche. And I wonder which song Jonathan is going to play right now on the Lopsided World of L.
Had to get the train from Potsdamer Platz. You never knew that I could do that. Just walking the day, sitting in the jungle. Remember the stars, a man lost in time near Cardiff, just walking the dead. Twenty thousand people, crossbars and broken, fingers are crossed just in case, walking the dead.
Run! excited world of L. chaleureusement la France. Merci beaucoup. Merci.
I tell you what, that was a tasty one. Play another one on the lopsided world of hell.
Rammstein, one of the biggest bands in the world from here in Berlin, Germany. And they have meant so much to me. They really have. In 1998, I got numerous radio programmers in the United States to play Du Hast. Not the English version, the Deutsch version. Well, my reward for that was being flown to Berlin to see them live in 1998 at Wohlheide. What a show! I will never forget that, and probably is one of the best I've ever seen. I met one member for briefly, and proud to have two gold records. And by the way, my wife Gabi, who has always been into them since their start, loved the second song that I just played. Oh, and I was seen a lot in the MTV 2 23-minute video of Mutter. And as far as David Bowie, well, I did meet him, also briefly, at one time in 1987. That was the Glass Spider tour. And I interviewed the legend in 1994, live on the air when he was in Dallas, Texas. Also, years later, in 1997, David called me at my office at the Album Network for a 40-minute conversation, not just about the album 1997's Earthling, but a number of other things. He was really a gentleman, and it was a very comfortable conversation. And don't forget, the 1970s trio of albums that helped put him on the map while he lived right here in Berlin. And he also mentioned Potsdamer Platz on the song you just heard from late in his career. Very fortunate to have that in my memories. Next up, a woman I discovered in 2005, Lamia Cross.
あの日、君は夏の空に消えた。あの日、すべてが消えてなくなった。
オセコミスジュオラ、ドゥトゥジュオヌゼメ、ヌゼチョフダム。Rien ne nous séparera. On s'est aimé ce jour-là. Nos corps enlacés dans un orage d'été. Ton désir éclata. On s'est juré ce jour-là.
君は夏の空に消えた。
Hey, F is for Frank, B is for Black, L is for Lopsided, Lopsided World of Jonathan L.
AM 1060 KUKQ Tempe Phoenix, Jonathan L with Frank Black.
Hey!
In 2 minutes. M1060 KUKQ, the music of Frank Black, and tomorrow, Saturday night. Playing? What's that?
That was me you were just playing?
That was you. Yeah, that was you. My good friend and your good friend, Charles Thompson, better known as Frank Black, and we won't go through all the other names. He's right here. He's live in the flesh.
And the desert is in bloom.
Oh, you can't ask for anything better than that,
Charles. I saw at least a mile of purple flowers, 6 feet thick, a mile straight on both sides of the road.
Allergy
Absolutely
heaven.
Beautiful.
Allergy heaven.
Are you? Do you have any desert allergies?
A lot of us do, actually. And
oh,
this
really?
Is early.
Actually, come to think of it, we were staying in lovely Blythe last night, and the window was open, and suddenly I did actually sneeze a few times.
Ooh.
So maybe there is something. I always thought I was immune to all those kinds of allergies, but apparently there's some little guy out there that doesn't agree with my Northern
Blythe,
European
Charles.
Blood. What's that now?
No, it was Blythe. It was Blythe that did it to you.
Blythe, yeah, Blythe.
Is it Blythe or Bly?
We always say Blythe.
Blythe.
I don't know how the locals say
California.
It.
California. All right, here's Frank Black live on the cue.
Are we going to play?
Go ahead.
Oh, this is my guitar. I like to perform a song, actually, that has never been performed in Arizona. A brand new song. And actually, of course, we'll debut it here in Guadalupe. This is a song about the plight of the Mexican jumping bean. This is called Jumping Bean. Where's my band? Hey, you guys.
Right here.
Sing some background vocals for me. I got my band with me here. When I was just a little boy, my daddy gave me special something. And he explained about the toy. No, they can't go nowhere though they're jumping. 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 No, they. A time and space began to squirm, and that little squirm turned into bumping. Yeah. I once did hear a little worm, and they can't go nowhere though they're jumping. No, 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 they. Though they guitar solo. Lyle Workman, San Jose, California, lead guitar. Okay, that's enough. I put the beans in my shirt pocket. So close to my heart that is pumping. Yeah. I'd even take them in a rocket, but I can't go nowhere. Go, I'm jumping. No, 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 I. When I was just a little boy, my daddy gave me special something, and he explained about the toy. No, they can't go. Though they may not understand, yeah, they feel the burning in my hand. Yeah, them jumping beans are like no other. Yeah, them jumping beans are like no other. No, they can't go. No, though they're jumping, no, they can't go. No, though they're jumping, no, they can't go. No, though they're jumping. There you go.
There he is, the Burl Ives of this generation. That was great.
Thanks.
That was great. Something new.
Yeah.
A lot of new things going on with you, actually. A new record label on the way.
Got some new record labels rumored. That's what I read in the papers anyway. I don't know.
Well, but, we'll I don't know if it's a happens. Secret or not, but...
We're actually going to the studio in a couple of weeks in Los Angeles. We've been rehearsing our little hearts out. Part of the reason why we're here today in Arizona, because we're going to play in Tucson tonight down at the old Congress Hotel, tomorrow night at Gibson's. We're trying out a few new songs, not too many, because people always dud out a bit. But you know what? People have been liking the new songs pretty much. They like that Jumpin' Bean one. They all jump around a little bit.
This is a new band, by the way.
Yeah, we got Lyle, we got Scott and Dave, and they've all played with various bands that we could sit here for 10 minutes, probably naming all the bands they played with. But anyway, you're going to see them tomorrow night and tonight, depending on where you are. And
can't wait. Actually, it's Saturday night at Gibson's, an inch from San Diego opening up in our own Jesus Chrysler. But he's got the guitar in his hand, and his name is Frank Black.
Yeah. There's a song here by Del Shannon. This is from 1970, kind of an obscure little song. We're kind of rehearsing it up for the sessions. And this is called Sister Isabel. Far off in the distance, I can hear a bell. Inside a church there stands a girl I knew so well. As I get closer, I can feel a chill. She's changing her name from Laura, yeah, to Sister Isabel. Fire has stopped singing, I no longer hear the bells. She changed her name from Laura to Sister Isabel. Isabel, 'cause it needs you more than
Isabel, Del Shannon, 1970. Here we are, 15 years later.
And a new musica version from Frank Black. You know what? I know you're doing this very special tour. It's just a short one, right? This is a tiny tour, and then it's into the recording studio,
yes.
And then, of course, hopefully we'll have another more stretched-out tour, correct?
You got any good album titles, by the way?
Musica, musica, musica.
Musica, musica, musica. I like that, actually. Musica, musica, musica. That is good.
Thank you.
That's a good one. I got to think you. About that.
Just remember your friend gave it to you, okay?
Okay.
Well, I know you have to get out of here real quickly, but Friday night in Tucson, Saturday night right here in Phoenix at Gibson's.
Yes.
And I know the tickets are going so fast that, you know, if you don't have your tickets, you better get them soon. The forthcoming album could be called Musica, Musica, Musica.
Could be. Rumors.
How about a half a song? A tiny
half a song?
A half a song.
Okay, we'll see. Well, wait, what if that fits a half a song? It's punk, that one. I know. We can give him a half chorus of Headache. Here we go. This wrinkling time, I can't give it no credit. That's you guys. Well, I thought about my speed. And I really got me down. I got me down. Got me so down. I got me a headache. Yeah, my heart is crammed in my cranium. And it still knows how to pound. That old headache.
You heard it. That's the KQ Barroom version from Frank Black and his new band. Thanks so much for coming
by,
Charles.
Thanks for having me, Jonathan, as always.
Next time you come back, you stretch out a little bit. We'll play for longer.
We got tied up in Blythe at Denny's.
That's quite all right. Yeah. Once again, Saturday night right here in Phoenix at Gibson's. I'm going to go out with something from the 1993 debut of Frank Black. Places named after numbers.
Ah, good one. Thank you.
Thank you, because I like the way the choral beginning is. Frank Black.
Please, If you just tuned in, this special edition is absolutely not about my ego, believe me. Just keep in mind, I've had a very long career in radio, 40 years. So I wanted to share stories and music from persons that I mostly have been, well, real friends with. And not just radio, but beyond. And that I care about. Yes, 600 editions from Berlin, but the entire 17 years of the show. And I just had to give you a rare 1994 second version of KUKQ live interview with a real close friend I met in 1989. And we both hit it off so much that when we both lived in Los Angeles, Charles Thompson, aka Frank Black Francis of Pixies, and I did so much together as friends. Breakfast or lunch at Frank's Diner, numerous times in Burbank, California, him coming over to my condo a number of times, two of us going to concerts together, can you believe that? We saw Stan Ridgway and Billy Bragg on two occasions. We went driving together, asking me to do voice tracks, which was pretty wild for an in-between all songs on the Grand Duchy CD that they put out, Let the People Speak. And me just listening to the songs, no script, and saying whatever I wanted. That's what they told me. And also seeing Pixies live right here at Huxley's. And more recently in 2019, Charles came over for a brunch that Gabby had prepared. And him and I spent, 3 hours talking. Not really about just music or the past, but so many subjects. Because he's very bright. He talks about a lot of stuff. And I think I'm bright enough to do it too. I hope. He remains a very special, and I mean special, really good friend. Also, a woman I discovered around 2005, Lamia Cross. She was from Japan and married to Fab, a Parisian, where they live in Paris together, of course. 2009, Gabi and I had dinner that Lamia made in their flat. And boy, that was really a special experience. A few years later, Lamia and Fab and their daughters, and also Lamia's parents who came in from Japan, all came to Berlin and we had a great dinner together. So, right now, listen to...
Hello, this is Wayne Hussey of The Mission, and I am here with Jonathan L. and his radio bastard stepchild, the lopsided world of L. Groovy.
This is Shirley Levi, and you are with Jonathan L. and his weekly international affair, Lopsided World of L.
Sullivan of Nimurlami with Jonathan L. on his weekly international affair, Lopsided World of L.
This is what I've learned. Never trust in the ice. Never trust in the wind. Never trust in people. Make good preparations. It's only the dogs that are faithful. Long ago I learned how to sail. I felt the currents moving. How the ocean stirs. Like a great creature dreaming. Then I learned how to fly. Over the ice floes, where often I journeyed. Always it called me. For
course they will welcome you home. There'll be cheering crowds and the putting up of statues, and slowly the people will turn. There'll be whispers and money, then they will mock you. Time to be gone. Time to be gone. My rival is dead. They found him the following spring. Just two companions there at the end, in a little lost tent, buried deep in the snow. His hands are like ice, his fingers are frozen, but still they come stretching to steal the story into all of my dreaming. So first they will welcome you home. There'll be cheering crowds and the putting up of statues, and slowly the people will turn. There'll be whispers and money, and soon they will mock you. Time to be gone. Time to be gone.
The Mission with Wayne Hussey, who had on the radio back in 80-something, KYX days. And when I was at the Sisters of Mercy show in 1990 at Wembley Arena, I was taking a smoke break out by the Southern Spuds. And I saw a few guys not far away, all wearing leather jackets, and I had her voice. And he was saying my name. And he came out of the crowd of guys and, yeah, he was calling my name. How cool is that? How weird. Well, it was actually great. Wayne made me feel like somebody out of a crowd of people. In his country, not mine. Also, Shirley Levi, someone who I discovered in 2011. And the Los Angeles musician is so impressive. Also a painter and generally a terrific personality. Very bubbly, yeah. We met when I was visiting Los Angeles and had a dinner in 2014, and in 2017 again when I was in Los Angeles, Gabi and I had breakfast with who I feel is someone very special, and still wonder why no one else has discovered her. I don't get that. Shirley's got a great voice and also a very good lyricist. And Justin Sullivan of New Model Army, who I met at KYX in 1987, came into my office, and after I interviewed him, we both, in a cheeky way, hand wrestled, and that's in a photo. But I have probably interviewed him more than most on the radio, many times, yeah, by phone and in person. Say, okay, that is my life, and I'm very happy to share it with you. I don't really like talking about myself that much during regular editions, but I want to thank all the stations that air the show every week, and most of all to my wife, Gabi, who puts up with me with all the music swirling around many days of the week. Ich liebe dich. I'm going to end a special edition now with The Cult, who I had met many times, and Billy Duffy, by the way, who had been in my office in L.A. and at my condo also. Well, here are one of the great bands, The Cult. Ciao. Adios. Tschüss. Auf Wiedersehen.
Hi, I'm Ian Asprey.
And I'm Billy Duffy.
And together we are The Cult with Jonathan L.
We'll be right back.
Okay, time is over for this week from our flat in Berlin, Germany. Listen next time for Jonathan L. on the Lopsided World of L.